The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 411. Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, your guide to celebrating Celtic culture through music. I am a musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support the artists that are in this show and to share the show with your friends and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And you can support us over on Patreon. That really helps a lot. I would love some new patrons. Now, we kicked off the show with Cady Finlayson from her brand new album, Celtic Purple. That was New Moon Marsh. Next up is Cullen's Hounds from their album, Year of the Dog. This is Rainy Day Set.
Paddy's down in London town. Got no money, there's no work to be found. On an empty belly, he'd been sleeping rough. He got a chill, he can't shake it off. And to be home again, he's dreamed so long. But his home and all his people are gone. Though a lonely man, he'll fight the tears. He's still a stranger here. After all of these years, he said, I remember my childhood. Green fields and the wildwood, running free like the river. One of Ireland's children took the boat in 51 in search of work like everyone, digging roads and lifting loads for England's chosen one. Well, the years went by and the Irish boys came back with what they'd found. Paddy kept on searching through the streets of London town. For Paddy'd been told there's streets paved with gold in London. For Paddy'd been told there's streets paved with gold in London. Paddy's down in London town. Got no money, there's no work going round. On an empty belly he'd been sleeping rough. Got a chill, he can't shake it off. Got a chill, he can't shake it off. Got a chill, he couldn't shake it off.
shall sleep with the Greek king's daughter. My mother ordered me to shun you today, tomorrow. If you come at all, come when stars are peeping, rap on the door that makes no squeaking. My mother will ask you to name your people, and all I'll say was the night wind. Second kiss came on top the stairway. The third kiss came as down you lay me. But for that one night, I'd be still a maiden. You took what's before me and
Cullen's Hounds was Tullamore with One of Ireland's Children from Two to Get Ready, then Nua with Manic Breakfast from Flow, and finally Dervish with Donal Og from The Great Irish Songbook. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. The Scotsman in Shanghai, Ian Shaw, emailed, "Hi, Mark. Great podcast number 400. Listen 3 times. Happy birthday on Thursday, 16th. And guest show for 2 is celebration date. Keep it coming." Tracy Tucker emailed, "I am a 4-H sewing leader, and one of my students and I listen to your podcast every Monday evening while sewing. We love it." And finally, Joshua Brown emailed a photo. "Hi, Mark. Haven't done this before, but of course I love the show. Today I am socializing a new batch of chicks while listening. Thanks for the great show." And the nice picture of little baby little chickies. very cute. Thank you so much. Thank you all for sending in your feedback. I will try to keep putting some new stuff in the show. Definitely email is doing better than Facebook or anything like that. I haven't checked Facebook yet. But yes, keep it coming. I'm going to have occasional shows that are going to pop up every now and then, and I would love to get your feedback until I'm back full into the show, which is going to be probably July. All right, let's get on with some more music in the meantime. Next up is a pretty long set. We're going to kick it off with Bardic Rose. This is O'Carolan's Quarrel and O'Carolan's Draft from Out on the Ocean.
Thank you.
want to pack my bags and go. No rhyme or reason, but I know it's time to feel just like the girl who wants to see what's in this world. I want to find a day where the sun just lights the way and run, yeah, run. See all that I can see. Thank you. There's a place in my mind where I can turn away time, where the sound of the fiddle is king. I can't forget about fax machines, cars backing like sardines, cell phones that constantly ring. Across the smooth hardwood floor, I'm sneaking through the back door to hear the fiddler bracing the strings. And there are ladies and gentlemen running around again, dancing like their feet have wings, like their feet have wings. Like the world's a world away, like their feet have wings. Every turn's a shadow play, like their feet have wings. When tomorrow becomes today, I know they can dance for years. The music of the spheres propels them like their feet have wings. Like a hypnotic trance, I want to join in the dance, I want to throw my hat into the ring. But as the next dance convenes, I see I'm still in my jeans, my blouse is definitely second string. A tiny lady appears, my throat has fallen to fears, and soon she's taking me under her wing. Now I'm a princess in crinoline, stepping back out and then dancing like my feet have wings, like my feet have wings. Like the world's a world away, like my feet have. Every turn's a shadow play, like my feet have wings. When tomorrow becomes today, I know I can dance for years. The music of the spheres propels me like my feet have sore, pick myself off the floor. Maybe I dream the whole thing. Because there's dirt and hay in my hair, the ceiling's just open air, no sign of the big dancing ring. I have to keep it a memory, cherish it privately, a dream full of magical strings. No one will ever believe me, there are fairies in Tennessee, dancing like their feet have wings, like their feet have wings. Like the world's a world away, like their feet have. Every turn's a shadow play, let their feet have wings. When tomorrow becomes today, I know they can dance for years. The music of the spheres propels them like their feet have wings. No one will ever believe me, but there's fairies in Tennessee dancing like their feet have wings. No one will ever believe me, I saw fairies in Tennessee dancing like their feet had wings.
Thank you.
more quacks. The newspapers be cutting their capers, curing the vapors, the scratch and the gout, with their medical potions, their pills and their lotions, upholding their notions they're mighty put out. Who could tell the true physic of all things pathetic, and pitch to the devil cramp, colic, and spleen? Oh, you'll find them, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a jug of poutine. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for drowning your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, what botheration, noble to the nation, can bring consolation like poutine, me boys.
No liquid cosmetic to lovers athletic or ladies pathetic can bring such a bloom as the sweet by the powers to the garden of flowers never brought its own bowers such a darling perfume. And this liquid so rare, if you're willing to share, to be taking your hair when it's grizzled and dead. Oh, the sod has the merit to yield the true spirit so strong it'll shake all the hairs from your head. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for drowning your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, since it's perfection, no doctor's direction can cleanse the complexion like poutine, me boys.
As a child in me cradle, the nurse from her ladle was swilling her mouth with a notion of pep. When a drop from her bottle fell into me throttle, I capered and scrambled right out of her lap. On the floor I lay crawling and screaming and bawling, till father and mother soon came to the fore. Conceived I lay dying, all wailing and crying, they found I was only a-crying for more. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for drowning your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, how I'd chuckle if babes in their truckle could only be suckled on poutine, me boys.
Through youthful digressions and times of depression, my childhood impression still clung to me mind. In school and in college, the basis of knowledge I never could gulp till with whiskey combined. Now as older I'm growing, time's ever bestowing on Aaron's potation of flavor so fine. And howe'er they may lecture on Jove and his nectar itself is the only true liquid divine. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for drowning your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, it's the right thing for courting and fighting, there's naught so exciting as poaching, me boys.
Come, guess me this riddle. What beats pipe and fiddle?
What's hotter than mustard and wilder than cream?
What best wets your whistle? What's clearer than crystal?
It's smoother than honey and stronger than steam.
What'll make the dumb talk?
What'll make the lame walk?
The elixir of life
and philosopher's stone.
And what helped Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel?
Wasn't it poaching, me boys, from old in a shone?
Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for drowning your sorrows and raising your joys.
Oh, Lord knows I wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of poaching, me boys.
After Bardic Rose came Jennifer Licko with Light the Way from Sing, then Pride In with the $17 Redhead from Loud Pipes Save Lives. Three Weird Sisters was after that with Like Their Feet Have Wings from Hair of the Frog. Then came Pete and the Creole with Mick Mahon's The Banshee from The Barn Session. And finally, Jesse Linder with The Humors of Whiskey from The Bramble and the Rose. Celtic podcast news. I actually don't have a whole lot of news to share, but I do have one bit that is really cool. Overcast is the podcast app that I used, and I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, The Feed. It's a podcast put out by Libsyn, and they let me know, and the rest of us know, that apparently Overcast has updated their app so that you can share audio clips from podcast episodes you are listening to. I think it's like up to a minute, I think. When I went in to share an episode yesterday, I think I shared like a 30-second clip, so I guess you can pick how long you want to share. Which is bloody brilliant in my mind. One of the challenges of promoting online is well, getting it out, getting these podcast episodes out into the world quickly and easily. You know, most people are not going to watch an hour-long video on YouTube that's all music. That's just not very engaging. But if you have something like Overcast, where you can share a 30-second clip, I can share the intro to the show, and that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. Now, I have my Instagram is set up to link to my personal Facebook page, so I'm going to be sharing some of those little advertisements, if you will, over on there, and then I'll be sharing it to the Facebook page for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. But it's so awesome to be able to have that opportunity. So go. The whole point of this, of course, is that you can share a little bit. If you listen on Overcast, you can share stuff on Instagram, and then it'll create a video, and you can put it out on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever you want. You can post these videos and help promote the podcast. This is super important to helping this podcast grow. One of the reasons that we are so successful is not just because I've been very creative with my keyword marketing, search engine optimization. It's not just that. It's also because people like you are out there listening and sharing with other people. And you have podcasts, bumper stickers, t-shirts, you know, I have coffee mugs and pint glasses to help promote this podcast. And because you do that, that's one of the reasons we are the largest podcast for Celtic music in the entire world. Each show gets about 10,000 downloads, over 10,000 downloads, which is just phenomenal. I changed servers away from Libsyn, bad mistake. I ended up crashing these servers because I had so many downloads. And of course, it was even more. So in any case, you can support this podcast by sharing the show. And if you would like to financially support the podcast, that helps a lot too, because it exists because of the patronage of people like you. You can make a pledge of $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners through advertising and to help our community by donating some of the money back to Celtic nonprofits. And you can also get episodes before regular listeners. Become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Now, there's a bunch of people who I've thanked over the past month, and I don't entirely remember who they were, so I want to thank our newest patrons, Sean D., Alexander P., Michael G., Elizabeth E., Nancy K., and Joyce, and Richard B., who both raised their pledges. Again, I can't thank you enough for supporting us with your financial donations. We seem to have hit a peak, and it's not getting, keeps on decreasing, and it hasn't been growing recently, so I would love it if you would become a patron and help keep this podcast growing. All right, let us continue on. Next up is Duncan Cameron from The Whistling Thief. This is Miss Shannon's The Three Dogs and Geese in the Churchyard. Thank you.
was drawing nigh. I met a colleen with three flowers, and she more young than I. Saint Patrick bless you, dear, I said, if you'll be quick to tell the place where you did find those flowers, I seem to know them well. She took and kissed the first flower once, and sweetly said to me, this flower comes from the Wicklow Hills, it's wet and pure and free. Its name is Michael Dwyer, the strongest flower of all. But I'll keep it fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. She took and kissed the first flower twice, and sweetly said to me, this flower I called it in Antrim's fields, outside Belfast, said she. The name I call it is Wolf Tone, the bravest flower of all. But I'll keep it fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. She took and kissed the first flower thrice, and softly said to me, this flower I found in Thomas Street, in Dublin Fair, said she. Its name is Robert Emmett, the youngest flower of all. But I'll keep it fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. One time when walking down the lane, as night was drawing nigh, I met a colleen with three flowers, and she more young than I. Then Emmett, Dwyer, and Cone I'll keep, for I do love them all. And I'll keep them fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall.
After Duncan Cameron came Gary O'Mara with Pickin' Time from the same titled album, then Maggie Sansone with Windrift from her album Windrift, Celtic Grooves and Mystic Moods, and finally Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones with the Three Flowers from Let Ye All Be Irish Tonight. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and again, if you did, please share the show with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy their albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I'll send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. Thank you so much for your generosity. Oh, and don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20 to help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2019. You can do that. Follow the link in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 411. All right, we are going to finish up with one final track. The Gatehouse Well is releasing a new album soon, and they sent me a track. The album's called Bring You Ashore, and the track is called Winter Has Come. And yes, it is a Game of Thrones reference, since the final season is here, and I got really excited when I saw this track. I'm so far behind on my Game of Thrones watching. We checked out the DVDs from the library 3 years ago, and so we caught up to then. Now we still have several more years, so no spoilers. In the meantime, here's the Gatehouse Well with Winter Has Come. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next week. Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.